Nisechtes Baba Kama, Daf Nun, 12 lines in the bottom of Daf Mem Tesem Be'ez at the new Mishnah. And our Mishnah will now continue and discuss the Av Nezek of Bar. And Taisus points out, in Diva Maskal, Chayfa Bar, B'shis Yachid, U'psachid, B'shis Rabim, as Klolo de Milsa, B'cholach Shmaitza, that the general rule in the entire Mishnah and our Gemara is Bar Basa Psacha Islinan, that B'negeya Bar, we look at where the opening of the Bar is, the Nechshava Bar, Ki'ilhu B'makam Sha Pesach Sham, we consider the Bar to be in the area where the opening to the Bar is, as that is the Makam where the Hezek begins from. And as we will see in the Gemara, we will bring a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and we will have two different ways to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. We will have the Pshat of Rabbah as well as the Pshat of Rabbi Yosef, and therefore we will learn our Mishnah in a very simple manner, and then once we see the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we will be able to understand our Mishnah that much better. And the Mishnah begins, HaChayfa Bar B'Shis Yachid, if Reuben digs a bar in a Rishis Yachid, U'Psach L'Rishis Rabim, and the opening to the bar is in Rishis Rabim, and therefore as this is explained, this is considered a bar b'shis rabim, and as Rashi points out, the kolshkin and chafer b'shis rabim and psachel b'shis rabim, and certainly in a case where Reuven dug a bar in b'shis rabim, and the opening to the bar was also in b'shis rabim, v'lo tema dafka chayf b'shusay to have a bar to islay b'aylim, and don't say that the Mishnah means to tell us that it's dafka because he dug it in his own rishus, that's considered a bar that has b'aylim, have a chafer b'shis rabim pata, but if you dig a bar in b'shis rabim, you pata, this certainly isn't true, the Tani Seifa, because the Mishnah on Daf Nunam Beis will teach us, Chayfa bar b'shis rabim. If Reuven digs a bar and it's completely b'shis rabim, v'nafal teicha shara chamar, then Reuven is certainly chayiv. Mishnah continues with a second case: oy b'shis rabim p'sach b'shis yachid. Or if Reuven dug a bar in b'shis rabim and the opening to the bar is in b'shis yachid, and Rashi explains the havale bar b'shis yachid. In this case, since the opening is in b'shis yachid, therefore it's considered a bar b'shis yachid. The hifke b'shusai, and we have to say that Reuven was mafke all of the b'shus around the bar, and therefore people could walk right up to the bar, but the bar he was never mafka, as Reuven can't tell people what were you doing in my rishus, and then a person or an animal fell into the bar through the opening that's in the rishus yachid. And Taisa points out that although Rashi says the same din would apply if the opening to this bar was right next to the rishus rabim, and therefore since people had a right to be in that area because they're standing in the rishus rabim and then they fall into the bar through the pesach that's in the rishus yachid, then Reuven would also be chayiv. And Taisa points out that Rashi felt that the lashon of psach rishis yachid is mashma that is actually in the middle of rishis yachid and not right next to rishis rabim, based on a gemara that we will have a bit later. And finally, the Mishnah gives a third example: rishis yachid psach rishis yachid acher, that if Reuven dug a bar in rishis yachid and the opening to this pit was in another rishis yachid that Reuven also owned, and then Reuven was mafke all the land around the opening of the bar in his rishis yachid, and the Mishnah teaches us in all these cases Reuven will be chayiv. And Rashi explains Chayiv de Kasava, that the Tanava Mishnah holds that Chayuv de Bar is Bein B'shis Rabim Bein B'shis Yachid, that Reuven is responsible for any bar that he creates, and it doesn't make a difference if it's in Rishus Rabim or in Rishus Yachid, or Vav Shiavke Rishusai, as long as he's Mafkir his Rishus in Rishus Yachid, and therefore a person could get to the bar and had a right to actually be near the bar. And Rashi continues that the Chiddush of the Mishnah when it said B'shis Yachid B'sach Rishus Yachid is Afagav the Inkan Tzad Rishus Rabim, that even though there's no Tzad of Rishus Rabim relevant to this bar, that Reuven would still be chayiv. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Chayfa bar b'shis yachid, if Reuven digs a bar in Rishis Yachid, Upsach l'Rishis Rabim, and the opening toward the bar is in Rishis Rabim, chayiv, then Reuven is chayiv, Vizel bar on the Torah, and this is the bar that the Torah is speaking about, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara will explain this in further detail. And Rabbi Kiva says, if you have a bar where the Pesach is in Rishis Yachid, and then Hifka Rishusai, and Reuven's Mafke, all of the area around the Pesach of the bar, and therefore someone could come close to the bar and potentially fall in, the loy hifka bayrei, however Reuven was not mafka the bar itself and the bar still belongs to him, zel bar on the Torah, this is the bar that the Torah is specifying and discussing where Reuven will be chayiv. In the first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi actually says what we mentioned from Taisus in Diva Maskal, chayfa bar b'shis yachid u'psach l'shis rabim, and Rashi states u'psach l'shis rabim ki v'shat ha'kol b'shis rabim havalei k'misha chafu b'shis rabim, as since the hazard is in rishis rabim, as the opening to the bar is in rishis rabim, therefore we look at the bar as if it's entirely in the Rishus Rabim. And as we mentioned beforehand, that there will be a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to how to explain the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Keep in mind that certainly Rabbi Shmuel was referring to a case of a bar b'shis Rabim because the Pesach was in Rishus Rabim, and Rabbi Kiva was talking about a case of a bar b'shis Yachid because the Pesach is in Rishus Yachid. And on Rabbi states, the bar b'shis Rabim kulam like pligin mechayiv, that there is no question that Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that if there's a bar that's in Rishus Rabim where the opening is in Rishus Rabim, then certainly Reuven would be chayiv for creating such a bar. And my timer was the makar, or makra, the pasuk says, b'negeir bar, ki yiftach ish bar, oi ki yichra ish bar, v'lo yichasenu v'nafal shama shari chamar. And Rabbi points out, in malpsicha chayiv, if someone is chayiv for damaging someone through a bar that he just opened up, and he didn't actually dig it, and therefore, al kriya loish koshkein, that certainly Reuven would be chayiv if he actually dug the bar, and didn't only open it up, and therefore, why did the Torah have to say both ki yiftach and ki yichra? Ela shal iske psicha val iske kriya baloi. The Torah is teaching you that the reason why this person is going to be chayiv for this bar, even though he doesn't really own it and he dug it in the Rishus Rabbim, was because he opened it up, or because he dug it, and even though he doesn't own the Rishus, he's still chayiv because a person is chayiv for a bar of Rishus Rabbim. And as Rashi states, baloi she'ein lo chelek bay, that even though Reuven doesn't have any ownership in this bar, el shekaro, but he dug it oisha paschay, or he opened up the hainu Rishus Rabbim she'ein akak shloi, and is referring to Rishus Rabbim where he doesn't own the kaka. And in the Baal Taisa Amid on Dima Maschal al Kriya Loi Koshkein, Taisa points out that our Gemara is not going like the Mechilta, because the Mechilta points out that by the fact that the Torah says ki yiftach v'chi yichra, we learn out she'ein oin shemid adin, and that's why the Torah had to tell us that you chayiv not only on a psicha but also on kriya, even though you could learn from a koshkein and from a kal v'chayma. And certainly, since our Gemara says that the lashon ki yichra is extra, therefore we see that our Gemara does not learn like the Mechilta. And our Gemara continues that Rabbi states le'nechaku el bebar b'shusai. The only machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is if Reuven would be chayiv for a bar that's in Rishus Yachid. Rabbi Kiva saw a bar b'shusai not mechayiv. Rabbi Kiva holds that Reuven would be chayiv even for a bar b'shus yachid, and he has a makor based on the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim that says bala boy yishal and kesef yashiv levala v'hamesi eloi. And therefore we see that Reuven is considered the bala bar, and he's the owner of the bar. Certainly we would not be able to call a person the owner of a bar if there's a bar b'shus rabim. Therefore when the pasuk says bala bar b'bar d'isle b'ilim kam rachmana, the Torah is speaking about a case where the bar is owned by the person, and Reuven actually has ownership to this bar because it's a bar b'shus yachid. And Rabbi Kiva was pointing out in the Braisa that the only way that someone could be chayiv on a bar b'shus yachid is only if he was mafka his rishus around the bar, as otherwise if someone walked into the property of Reuven and did so shaloi b'shus, then he trespassed onto Reuven's property, and Reuven would not be chayiv if that person falls into his bar. And we continue on daf nun amud aleph, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the only time that Reuven is chayiv for the hezek of bar is only on a bar b'shus rabim. Reuven would be potter for any hezek that a bar b'shus yachid causes, and if so, how does Rabbi Shmuel explain the pasuk that says bala bar? And the Gemara explains Rabbi Shmuel sava bala takala. Rabbi Shmuel states that although the Torah uses the lashon of bala bar, it doesn't mean that Reuven actually owns the bar and it's a bar b'shus yachid, because we're talking about a bar b'shus rabim, and with the phrase bala bar is referring to Reuven who created this hazard. Reuven is now responsible for this bar, and as Rashi points out, oin b'shus rabim. And really, the pasuk is also talking about only a bar that's not owned by Reuven and it's in Rishus Rabbim. Av b'shusai, if there would be a bar in Rishus Yachid, av p'i shehifker, even though he's mafke all the area around it, potter, he would be potter, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rashi points out that certainly according to Rabbi Shmuel, if Reuven would be mafke not only the area around the bar, but the bar itself, then that would be considered a bar b'shus Rabbim, and therefore even according to Rabbi Shmuel, Reuven would be chayiv for any hezek that occurs based on this bar. And before we continue, let's point out that our Mishnah stated b'negei Rabbi Shmuel, v'zeh bar on b'teira div Rabbi Shmuel, and again b'negei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva stated zeh bar on b'teira. And the Gemara now understands that certainly what Rabbi Shmuel said zeh bar on b'teira is very understandable, as according to Rabbi Shmuel, the only time that Reuven is chayiv for a bar is only by a bar b'shus rabim, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel says zeh bar on b'teira. This is the only bar that the Torah is mechayiv Reuven for. However, the Gemara now is elamali zeh bar on b'teira to come Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, that there's no difference between a bar b'shus rabim or a bar b'shus yachid, and in either case Reuven is going to be chayiv. So after Rabbi Kiva spoke about a bar b'shus yachid and Rabbi Kiva used the phrase of zeh bar on b'teira, what does that mean? And the Gemara explains zeh bar shepasach b'yakasa tchil tashlumin, that b'negeya tashlumin the Torah states bala bar yishal and kesef yashiv levala v'amesti eloi. And Rabbi Kiva learns that the word bala bar over there symbolized that we're talking about a bar b'shus yachid, as we just explained. And therefore when Rabbi Kiva states zeh bar on b'teira, Rabbi Kiva was teaching us that from the bar that the Torah mentions regarding tashlumin, which is certainly talking about a bar b'shus yachid, because the Torah says bala bar, that is the makar that Reuven's chayiv for any damages that a bar b'shus yachid causes. This is the way that Rabbi understands the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef explains bebar b'shus yachid kuli amalei pligi de mechayiv, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva b'negei a bar in Rishus Rabbim, and even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Reuven would be chayiv my taima bala bar rachmana bebar d'isle b'ayin maskinon, as even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that since the the pasuk says b'negei tashlumin balaboy shalom kesef yoshev lebalav amesi eloi, then it must be that the owner of the bar is Reuven, and therefore it must be talking about a bar b'shus yachid. He pligi, and where is the machlik is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva b'bar b'shus rabim? If Reuven digs a bar in b'shus rabim, Rabbi Shmuel sav, Rabbi Shmuel holds bar b'shus rabim nami chayiv, that Reuven would even be chayiv even if he dug a bar in b'shus rabim, and even though he doesn't own the bar, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, kiyif tafachichra imal psicha chayiv al kriyalei kolshkein. If Reuven's chayiv for opening up a bar that he didn't even dig, then certainly he would be chayiv for digging a bar. And why would the Torah have to say kiyichra? Elo shall iske psicha val iske kriya baloi. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel learns from the extra word of kiyichra that it must be the Torah is teaching you that Reuven is chayiv even though he doesn't own the bar, as this bar is in Rishis Rabim. And just by the fact that he either opened up the bar or he dug the bar, then Reuven would be chayiv. However, as the Gemara will tell us, Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that Reuven would not be chayiv for digging a bar in Rishis Rabim. And even though it says kiyiftach and chiyichra, it's referring to someone that opens up a pit in a Rishis Yachid, or someone that digs a pit in Rishis Yachid. And even though it seems that the word kiyichra is extra, Rabbi Kiva explains, hanahu mitzvah tzrichi, that really we need both terms of kiyiftach and chiyichra, and neither of them is extra. The kosrach bana kiyiftach, as if the Torah would only have said kiyiftach, havimina pesechu desagle bekisui, then we would think that maybe if Reuven only opens up a bar which he didn't dig, then as long as Reuven would cover up, then he would be pata, as the pasuk says, v'lo yichasena. However, clearer, if Reuven actually dug the pit, lo yisagle b'kisui ad tamle, then maybe the Torah would not allow Reuven to only cover up the pit with a cover, and the only way that Reuven would be pata is if he actually fills up the pit and brings it to its original condition, and only then would Reuven be pata. Therefore, the Torah also had to say, kiyichra ishbar v'lo yichasena, and v'ikas rachmana kiyichra, and if the Torah would have only written kiyichra and not kiyiftach, havamina kriyuhu d'bay kisui mishim d'ovi maisa, then we would think that maybe when someone digs a pit, so since he actually performed the maisa and he actually dug this pit and created this hezek, so the Torah is mechayev Reuven to cover up the pit. Av peseach the loy ovid maisa ema kisu nami loybayi. However, if Reuven only opened up a pit that he didn't dig, so maybe since he didn't actually create a maisa and create the hezek, so maybe he would not even have to cover up the pit and he wouldn't be chayev even though he opened the pit. And kamash molan, and that's why the Torah has to teach us ki yiftach ishbar v'lo yichasenu, that even if Reuven opens up a bar and he doesn't cover up, that Reuven would be chayiv, according to the way that Rabbi Yosef learned the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Then the Gemara now will have the opposite question that we had in Shitas Rabbah, as the Gemara now asks that Bishleim, according to Rabbi Kiva, it makes sense that he used the lashon of Zel Bar Amibatara, because Rabbi Kiva is saying that the only bar that the Torah speaks about is a bar Bishus Yachid, as a person is pata on a bar Bishus Rabbim. However, the Gemara asks, Felon Mai Zel Bar Amibatara, to come Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Reuven is chayiv not only for a bar Bishus Rabbim, but also for a bar Bishus Yachid. So after Rabbi Shmuel discusses the case of a bar b'shus rabim, why does Rabbi Shmuel state zeh bar ha'am b'tera, if l'maisa the bar that the Torah speaks about is not only the bar b'shus rabim, but also the bar b'shus yachid? And the Gemara answers zeh bar shepasul by a kasav tchilul nizakin, that is the bar that the Torah spoke about first when it spoke about hezek, as the first time the Torah speaks about bar when it says ki yiftach and ki yichresh bar, that is referring to a bar b'shus rabim, as we explained. And before we continue, let's just quickly recap the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to what the machlekes is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi holds that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that there's no question that Reuven would be chayiv for a bar b'shus rabim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Reuven's only chayiv for a bar b'shus rabim and not a bar b'shus yachid. And Rabbi Kiva adds to that that not only is Reuven chayiv for a bar b'shus rabim, but he's chayiv on a bar b'shus yachid. And according to the explanation of Rabbi, it comes out Rabbi Kiva is machmir more than Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Yosef holds that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that Reuven is certainly chayiv for a bar b'shus yachid. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that Reuven is even going to be chayiv on a bar b'shus rabim, and Rabbi Kiva holds that Reuven is only chayiv for a bar b'shus yachid and not for damage caused by a bar b'shus rabim. And lefi Rabbi Yosef, it comes out Rabbi Kiva is more mekel than Rabbi Shmuel. Now that we understand the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we can now go back to our Mishnah, and as Rashi does at the end of the sugya, and Rashi points out v'ikasha masisim money. And if you're going to ask me who is our Mishnah going like, zok Rashi Rabbi Buka lok Rabbi Kiva the mechayiv atavayu, Rabbi will say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, who's mechayiv Reuven both on a bar b'shus rabim and a bar b'shus yachid. Rabbi Yosef Buka lok Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yosef will say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel is a shita that holds that Reuven is chayiv both for a bar b'shus yachid as well as a bar b'shus rabim. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a kasha on the shita of Yosef as to how he explained the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as the Brisa teaches us a chayiv bar b'shus rabim. If Reuven digs a bar in b'shus rabim upsachul b'shus yachid and the opening is in b'shus yachid pata, then Reuven would be pata because this is a bar b'shus yachid. V'av pishin mishoy lasis kain lefish And even though it is not proper for Reuven to do, because ultimately he dug a ditch underneath the Rishus Rabim, and there's a potential that'll cave in, and therefore it's not proper to do so and make a cavity underneath the Rishus Rabim. And as Rashi points out, that if Reuven causes a hezek as someone falls in through the opening that's in the Rishus Yochid, and the Havmin Gemara right now is that even if Reuven was mafka all the area around the bar, that Reuven would still be pata, as the Brisa holds that if someone digs a bar b'shus yochid, then the Reuven would be pata. However, if he dug underneath the b'shus rabim and then the area in b'shus rabim caves in, then Reuven would be chayiv for any damages that he causes. As this tan holds that the chiyuv for a bar is in a bar b'shus rabim, and the Brisa continues achayiv b'yir shichrim aris b'shus yochid. If Reuven digs various type of pits in b'shus yochid u'psachel b'shus rabim, and the opening is from the Rishus Rabim, and therefore it's considered a bar Rishus Rabim, Chayiv, and Reuven would be Chayiv, and as we explained, because the time of this crisis seems to hold that the only time there's a Chayiv for a bar is only by a bar Rishus Rabim. Finally, the Brisa brings a third case, and if Reuven digs a bar in Rishus Yachid, which is close to Rishus Rabim, and for example, where Reuven's creating foundations for houses that abut a Rishus Rabim, then Reuven is going to be Pata, and as Rashi points out, then in this case, it's similar to a case where someone digs a bar in the middle of the Rishus, and then they mafkir the entire Rishus HaYachid aside from the pit. And over here also, since he actually created this pit right next to Rishus Rabim, then certainly anyone that's in Rishus Rabim has a right to come up right next to the pit and potentially fall into his bar, which is a bar of Rishus HaYachid. And the Brisa tells us that Reuven will be pata. The Brisa continues and discusses the last case of the Brisa. And he says that even if someone is digging the foundations for homes that abut a Rishus Rabim, then Reuven would be chayiv achi yasa mechitza asara, until Reuven creates a mechitza that 10 tefachim high, or yet shiachim makam drisus ragli adam makam drisus ragli meima abut tefachim. Or Reuven would also be pata in a scenario where Reuven makes sure to distance the foundation away from the Rishus Rabim and from the area of the Rishus Rabim where people as well as behemoths have a right to be, and he has to make sure that he distances it from that area by 4 tefachim, or as some agurs, 4 amas. The Gemara now continues with its raya against Rabbi Yosef, as the Gemara points out, time of the Ushin, that the only reason why the Brisa stated that Reuven will be pata when he creates this bar in Rishus Yochid, which is close by to Rishus Rabim, is only because he was digging foundations for houses, since this is the normal way to make a foundation, and as Rashi says, Shederach Lasses Kane, Be'ina Pesheya, and therefore Reuven is not considered a Pesheya, Halav L'Ushin, but if Reuven just creates holes next to Rishus Rabim, then Chayiv, then it's Muchach, that Reuven will be Chayiv, even though the bar is in Rishus Yochid, and as the Gemara asks, Hamani, which Rashi really explains that the Gemara's question is that Lachirid is a stira between the Reish of the Brisa and the Seif of the Brisa. As in the Reish of the Brisa states that Reuven will be Chayiv for a bar b'shus Rabim and Potter for a bar b'shus Yochid, and the Seif teaches us that if it is a bar b'shus Yochid and it was not done Le'ushin, then Reuven will be Chayiv, and you see that a bar b'shus Yochid is Chayiv, and Lachirid is a stira between the Reish and the Seif. And as the Gemara continues, as Bishleim of the Rabba, that at least according to Rabba, we could explain the Brisa, the Reish of Bishmal. Reish is going exactly like the din of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that a bar b'shus Rabim is chayiv and a bar b'shus Yochid is pata, and the Sefer Rabbi Kiva and the Sefer the Brisa that states that only if you're going and digging a foundation for a home, then you're going to be pata, but otherwise it would be considered a pshia and you'd be chayiv because you're chayiv on a bar b'shus Yochid. That would be going like Rabbi Kiva, who holds that not only is someone chayiv on a bar b'shus Rabim, but also for a bar b'shus Yochid, according to Shitas Rabba, El Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Bishleim is Sefer Divrei HaKol. We can understand that the Sefer is going with Divrei HaKol, because according to Rabbi Yosef, all agree that a bar b'shus Yochid is chayiv, and that's why in the Sefer we said that the only reason why he's pata is because he was creating foundations for houses, and that is something which is the derech to do. Reuven is not considered a pesheya, but in a standard case of bar b'shus Yochid, then kuli ya'amu loy pligi, that Reuven is chayiv. However, the Gemara is al reisha money, but who is the reisha that states that a bar b'shus Yochid is pata, going like loy Rabbi Shmuel v'loy Rabbi Kiva? That is not going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel or like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, because as we said, Rabbi Yosef holds that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that Reuven is chayiv for a bar b'shus Yochid. The Gemara answers, Amalach Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef will respond, Kul Divrei HaKoli, really the entire Brisa is going to Divrei HaKol, V'reisha Shlehifka, Lei Rishusa, V'lei Bayrei, though as we stated that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree, Reuven is chayiv if it creates a bar b'shus Yochid, but that is only if the area around the bar belongs to the Rabbim and people could walk there. However, certainly both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that if Reuven was not mafka the area around the bar, that certainly the Nizik had no right to be in that area, and therefore therefore, Reuven would not be chayv for any hezek that's caused to Reuven, and that's why the Braisa begins and teaches us that chayv for bar b'shus rabim b'psach l'b'shus yochid, and he wasn't mafka the area near the Pesach of the bar, then potter, Reuven is certainly potter, and Rashi points out the amalei, because Reuven says, tenizit b'shusoy, my bias, what are you doing in my rishus? What is the chiddush of this Braisa? It's trichlash minon, and the chiddush is the afagat the in rishoy lasses came, even though it was improper for Reuven to dig a cavity underneath the rishus rabim, but since Lamaisa, the opening towards this bar, was dug in Rishis Yochid, therefore Reuven is Pata, as Nizik had no right to be near the opening of this bar. Of course, the Sefer of this Braisa works out perfectly with Divrei HaKal as well, as the Sefer of the Braisa teaches us that it's only when he was Chayfim Ushin that Reuven will be Pata. Reuven dug a standard bar that was in his Rishus, and Lamaisa, he was Mafke, the area around it, to the people in the Rishis Rabim, or he dug it right next to the Rishis Rabim, then certainly in that case, people had a right to be next to the bar, and therefore Reuven, of course, caused that damage, and all would agree that Reuven would be chayiv for the hezek of his bar b'shus yachid. Tais points out that although Rabbi Yisrael just said that kula divrei akali, that the entire brayse is going like all shitas and going like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, certainly he's only talking about the reisha, meaning the first case of the brayse and the third case of the brayse. However, the middle case of the brayse, where it tells us that Reuven would be chayiv for a case where he dug a bar b'shus rabim, that case, according to Rabbi Yisrael, is certainly only going to work out according to the shita of Ishmael, who hold that not only is Reuven chayiv for creating a bar b'shus yachid, but Reuven is also chayiv for a bar b'shus rabim, while Rabbi Akiva, of course, argues on Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Akiva hold that Reuven is pata for a bar b'shus rabim. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi explains, Hashtu l'kim to Rabbi Yisrael d'Rabbi Akal, now that we've figured out a way to understand the Braisa according to Rabbi Yisrael, according to all shitas, l'Rabbi Nami l'Suk b'katanoi, that although previously we stated that according to Rabbi we could explain that the ratio of this Braisa is going like Rabbi Ishmael, and the safe is going like Rabbi Akiva, but certainly we would rather that the entire Braisa is going like one man d'Amah, and the Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, since Lefi Rabba, certainly the Reisha is going according to the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, that Reuven is only chayiv for a bar b'shus rabim and not for a bar b'shus yachid, so safe in Nami Rabbi Shmuel, the safe is also going Lefi Shita Rabbi Shmuel, and if so, why would it be that Reuven would be chayiv for a bar b'shus yachid, where he created a bar, and it wasn't created for foundations for houses, and it was just a bar b'shus yachid, if Rabbi Shmuel holds that a bar b'shus yachid is pata, the time of Lusha Lav Lusha Chayiv, and the reason why the Braisa states that Reuven would create these holes and it was not done for foundations, that Reuven would be chayiv, even though it's a bar b'shus yachid, is kagoyin da avachavuchi l'rishus rabim, where Reuven actually made holes in his rishus yachid, but the holes actually continued a bit into the rishus rabim, and therefore it is considered a bar b'shus rabim, and that's why Reuven is chayiv. The Braisa is actually mechadish to us that if Reuven is digging ditches and he's trying to create foundations for homes, then even if he goes a bit into the rishus rabim, then Reuven will still be pata, because doing so is still the derech lasis kain, and we don't consider Reuven to be a pesheya. This din was instituted b'tei tikkun olam to make sure that people could build homes right next to a rishus rabim, and they wouldn't have to be worried about liability. And the Gemara continues, Meisfal asks you another question on the way that Rabbi Yisrael understands the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. As the Braita teaches us, hachayf a bar b'shus yachid, if Reuven creates a bar in a rishus yachid, upsach a rishus rabim, and the opening to the bar is in a rishus rabim, chayiv, then Reuven is chayiv. However, the Braisa continues, b'shus yachid, a smuch l'shus rabim pata, that if Reuven digs a bar in his rishus yachid, Reuven would then mafke all of the land around the pit and told the rishus rabim, then Reuven will be pata, because this is considered a bar b'shus yachid, and this Braisa holds that a bar b'shus yachid is pata, and the Gemara therefore explains, b'shlem rabba kulu Rabbi Shmuley, according to Rabba, this Braisa works out as this going l'fi Rabbi Shmuel, and as we stated, that according to Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the only time that Reuven is chayiv for a bar is only a bar b'shus rabim and not a bar b'shus yachid. And the Gemara is, El Rabbi Yisif, or Quint Rabbi Yisif, Bishleim Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, it makes sense that in the Reisha, that Yechayiv on a bar b'shus rabim, cause Rabbi Shmuel hold that Reuven is chayiv for a bar b'shus rabim, El Seifa money, but the Seifa that says, by a bar b'shus yachid, you'd be pato, loy Rabbi Shmuel, v'loy Rabbi Kiva, that's not like Rabbi Shmuel, and not like Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Yisif, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agreed that Reuven is chayiv for a bar b'shus yachid. And the Gemara answers, Amalucha, that Rabbi Yisif will respond, Mechayfa l'ushin v'divrei akol, that in a chenami, in the Seifa, when it states that Reuven dug a bar in Rishus Yochid, which was smuch l'Rishus Rabim, it didn't mean that he was mafka the area around a pit, but Reuven actually dug foundations for homes that was right adjacent to the Rishus Rabim, and that's why the Braisa states that Reuven will be pata, even though according to Rabbi Yisif, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that if Reuven digs a bar b'Rishus Yochid, that Reuven will be chayiv. However, if someone's chayfa l'ushin, then all agree that Reuven is pata. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, chafa u'pasach u'masal Rabim pata, that if Reuven dug a pit and he kept it open, and he gave it over to the tzibur, and he told him, I just created this water cistern, and the water is good for people to drink, and also behemoths could go and drink from this pit, then Reuven no longer has a requirement to guard this pit, and if anyone is damaged, then Reuven would be patur. However, chafu pasav le masla rabim, if Reuven dug a pit and it kept it open, he didn't specifically give it over to the tzibur, then Reuven would be chayiv for any hezek that occurs. And the Braisa tells us, and this was also the minig of Nechunya, who used to dig Bayer Shichram Aris for the Tziba, that he would dig them and keep them open, and he would give them over to the Tziba. When Chacham heard about this, Amru, Kaim Zeh Halacha Zu, Nechunya was Mekayim this Halacha, and the Gemara is Halacha Zu Vesulai, was Nechunya only Mekayim this Halacha and nothing else, Ella Ema Af Halacha Zu, that the Chacham stated that Nechunya was even Mekayim this Halacha, and this way Nechunya was Potter for any potential Hezek that would occur from this bar that he dug. Ayin Rashi tells us that Nechunya would dig these pits in order for those Jews that were traveling to Yerushalayim to be Oyel Regel, that they would have water. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, that we learned in the Braisa, Maisa Bita Shel Nechunya, there was a story with the daughter of Nechunya, who was the Chayfa Shichin, Shenaftal Bar Gadol, that she fell into a large pit, Ba'ov Odias, Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa, and they came and told Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa in order that he should daven for her. Rishayna Amalam Shalom, the first moment, the first hour, Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa told them that she is okay, Shnia Amalam Shalom, and during the second hour, he still told them that she's okay, and she's just Omelem, and finally in the third hour, he told them also that she already came up from the pit, Amrula, Mihalcha, and then they went over to this girl, and they asked her, who brought you up, Amalahem, and she said to them, Zachar Shalvichalayim, Nizdamali, that a male sheep came to me, Vizokin Echor Manigoy, and it was an older man that was leading the sheep. And Rashi tells us, Zachar Shalvichalayim is Elu Shal Yitzhak, and Vizokin Manigoy is referring to Avraham Avinu. So when the people saw that this girl was saved, Amrulai, Naviata, they said to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa that he must be a Navi. Amalem, he said to them, Loi Navi Anechi, Loi Ben Navi Anechi, I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of Navi, El Kachamati. But I understood as follows, that Dovish Oisit Tzadik Mestaba, Yikoshabai Zari, that it's impossible that this thing that this Tzadik was so careful with and so Mestara over and making sure they dug these pits for the Oyel Golem, that his own daughter will have a Nichshol through the bar and die through the bar. And therefore, as Rashi points out, that since in the first hour and the second hour when someone's in the bar, it's possible that they should still live. Therefore, he said that she's fine and she will come up. However, in the third hour, once he realized that if she's down any further, that she would die, therefore it must be that she was already brought up from the bar and she's no longer in danger. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rab Acha, Rab Acha states, Afal Bikain, Mes B'nai B'tzama, that even though Nechunya's daughter didn't die through the pit, however, Nechunya's son died from thirst, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Usvivav Nesara Ma'id, and we learn out, Melamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktiv, Usvivav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medaktiv with those that surround him and are close to him, Afilu Kechot HaSayra, even like a hair's breadth. And the Gemara continues, Rab Nechunya Amar, and Osama Deris, Rab Chanina Amar, Mehacha, from the Pasuk in Tehillim that states, Kel Narets, Petzoy Kadeshim Rabba, V'Neir Al Kol Svivav, and as Rashi says, V'Neir Al Kol Svivav, Matal Emes Mishpata Baleim, that he places the fear of his Mishpatim on the people that surround him and are close to him. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rab Chanina, Rab Chanina states, and this makes sense according to the guest that we had, that Rab Chanina just brought the Pasuk in Tehillim of Kel Narets, Petzoy Kadeshim Rabba, and Rab Chanina now continues, Kol Ema Kadosh Baruch Hu Batnu, Yivatru Chayav. If anyone says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Averis of people for no reason and he just disregards the Averis, then his life should also be disregarded. And as the Pasuk says in Hazinu, Hatzur Tavim Pa'aloi, Kichol Drachel Mishpat, Kiel Emuna Ve'in Ovel, Tzadik V'yashu, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is with a complete and perfect Cheshbin. And Rashi tells us that the reason why such a person's life should be disregarded, and Rashi says, is Yufku Chayav Gufay, that his life and his body should be considered Hefka, Shemar El Abriyas Lachtai, by saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Meichel people for no reason, then he is actually teaching people that they could do Averis, and there is no Cheshbin. Gemara continues, Om Rav Chana B'itim Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, and Rav Chana says, and some say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Ma'idich Siv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says in Pashki Sisa, Erech HaPayim, and it uses the Lashon Rabim, and we continue on Daf Nunam Abayz, V'loik Siv Erech Af, and it doesn't use the Lashon Yochid, Erech HaPayim, L'Tzadikim, L'Sharim, the Pasuk is teaching us the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both for Tzadik and for Rasha, and whereas for Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold back his face, and he won't show him as much chayin in this world, in order to make sure that the tzaddik has all his peiros and his chusim lo'ilam haba. Baruch Hu also holds back his wrath and his anger from Rishayim in order that they don't receive that retribution in this world and they don't get paid back in this world. Instead, they'll get their inchin lasid lavai. As Rashi says, that if the Torah would have said erech af and lashon yochid, then it's mashma marach regis umatim lepara. That's only referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holding back of his wrath. However, erech apayim, now that it says lashon rabim, mashma shnei ritzayim Achas Shatoiba v'Achas Shara Ayin Sham. And Ayin in Tap Tesis, we point out Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim L'Sharim, that in the Gemara Masechta Seirvin is Mashma L'Sharim L'Avinu Menei L'Ba. However, in Masechta Sanhedrin in Peruch Chelik is Mashma L'Tayva V'Yishleima Kish Ein Sefer Lasis Tshuva Hu L'Ra. Where the Rosh is not going to eventually do Tshuva, then the Kodesh Baruch is Marach Af L'Ra. Avu B'Sefer Lasis Tshuva Hu L'Tayva Ayin Tesis. In addition, Ayin in the bottom Tesis on Daf Nunam Alaf, where Tesis bothered that L'Chayr we said Davishin Star by Itz Tzadik, that it can't be that his child will be Nichshal. Then we find that the son of Nechunya died B'Tzama, and Tesis Mechalik between the Mayim of the Bar and the Bar itself. And Tesis says V'Yishleiman Makal Makan but Itz Dava Atzmai Loi Roy L'Kashal. Nechunya Ben Daisa understood Nechunya's daughter would not die in the actual pit itself, although it was still possible that Nechunya's son should die from the lack of water. Ayin and Tesis brings down from the Yishalmi that Malach Ben Musa Chanina's daman-law, and when the daughter of Nechunya said V'Zokin Echad Manhigai, she was referring to a Malach that appeared to her, and he looked like Rav Chanina himself. Gemara continues, Tanur Abadam, we learned in Raisa Lei Sakal Odom Rishusa L'Rishus Rabim. It's not proper for a person to take stones from his Rishus and throw them into Rishus Rabim, as of course it's creating a Nichshal, and he's creating a bar in Rishus Rabim. And the Gemara tells us a story, Ma'is Abadam Echad Shayim Sakal Rishus L'Rishus Rabim. There was a story with a person that was taking stones from his Rishus and throwing them into Rishus Rabim, Matzu Chatzad Echad, and a Chatzad Echad found him, and Omaloi, and the Chatzad said to this person, Reka, that you empty one, M'pnei Ma'atam Misakal, why are you taking stones from a shush that does not belong to you and throwing it into a shush that belongs to you? And Ligla Galav, and this person laughed at this chassid. He understood that he was taking the stones from his shush and throwing it into a shush rabbin that did not belong to him. But Lamaisa Liyamim, at a later date, Nitzvach Limka Sadeo, this person that owned a shush yachid had to sell his own sada as he became poor, and then he was actually traveling on that actual shush rabbin, and he actually stumbled on that abundant that he originally threw from his own rishus. And Omar, at that point, he realized that the chassid was right, and he said, "Yofa amali oisah chassid." That was proper what this chassid told me. As that original rishus that I thought was mine and was rishus yachid, at the end result was no longer mine. And the stones that I was throwing into rishus rabbim that I thought was not my rishus actually is the only rishus that I own at this point. And I actually tripped over these stones. And we continue with the new mishnah: Hachayfa bar rishus rabbim if Ruvain digs a bar in rishus rabbim v'nafal techi shara chamar. Any shirt or chamar fall in and get damaged or die, chayiv, then Reuven is chayiv. The Mefarshim discuss what is the chiddush of this Mishnah if we already spoke about the case of Bar B'Shus Rabim in the previous Mishnah. And once again, according to Rabbah, this Mishnah would be going to Livri HaKol. However, according to Rabbi Yosef, this din would only be going to Fiyar Bishmal, as according to Rabbi Akiva, he's not mechayiv Reuven for a Bar B'Shus Rabim. And the Mishnah continues, Echad achayif a bar, shiach or ma'or, charitzim and itzin, chayiv. And it doesn't make a difference if Reuven digs a bar or shiach or ma'or, charitzim and itzin, then you'd be chayiv. And Rashi explains the differences. Bar Ogilhu, as a bar is round, Shiach is a Ruchu Ksara, is a ditch that is long and narrow and it's rectangular. And a Ma'ara is Muvas, it's square, Umechusa Bekiri, and it's covered with the roof, El Shiach Lepeh, but it has an opening. Charitzin is Rechavan Muvar Kemara, that it's wide and it's square, like a cave, Ve'in Makurin, El Kol Pesuach, and it doesn't have any roof covering it. And the Eitzin, the Ketzara Melamata, is much narrower at its bottom, but at its top, it's much wider. And the Eitzin get deeper. Its size gets smaller and smaller and tapers down as it gets deeper and deeper. And the Mishnah therefore is in Kain Laman Amabar, if you chayiv for any type of ditch that you dig, so why does the Torah specifically talk about a bar? And the Mishnah explains because Ma Bar Sheish Boy Kadei L'Hamas Asar Tvachim, that just like a standard bar, in order to kill someone, the standard is that it requires a 10 dafach deep bar. Afkal Sheish Boy Kadei L'Hamas Asar Tvachim. Therefore, regarding all the other ditches that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the same didn't apply, and the only way to chayiv to kill an animal is only if it was 10 tefachim deep. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us Hayabchusim Asar tefachim v'nafal teicha shor chamar v'meis pata, that if the bar was shallower than 10 tefachim and a shor chamar fell into the bar and the shor chamar died, then since it's not normal for a shor chamar to die in a pit that's less than 10 tefachim deep, then the owner would be pata legamri then huzuk boy chayiv. However, if the shor chamar fall into a pit that's less than 10 tefachim deep and the animal doesn't die and instead gets injured, then the balaba would be chayiv. And the Gemara begins and brings machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav states, Baruch Shachir Vatol of Terer, Lavolei Vilel Chavotai, that the reason why the Terer is Mechayiv someone for damaging an animal or killing an animal through its bar is because of the hevel and the bad air in the bar, and not because of the animal banging itself on the kaka of the bar. Alma Kasava, Chavotai Kaka Ilum Hudamaskle. We see that Rav hold that just from the Chavotai that the animal bangs onto the kaka of the bar, that would not be enough to Mechayiv Ruvain, as Lemaisa, the kaka the bar is considered kaka ilam, and therefore it's only considered a grumma of the actual hezek. Main hezek happens through the hevel of the bar. However, with Shmuel Am and Shmuel argues in Rav, and he says that the reason why Reuven is chayiv when he damages an animal through his bar is based on the hevel of the bar as well as the chavata. As Rashi says, Shmuel Am lahavala chayiv atayir kamunan, va'afagav the havala memela asile, and even though hevel comes by itself based on the fact that it is now void in the bar, the koshkin lechavata the iu avad lechavata, just like Reuven will be chayiv based on the fact that there's hevel of the bar that he caused, therefore he would certainly be chayiv based on the chavata of the bar. Certainly Reuven was the one who created the chavata and the ability for this bar to be mazik someone. Shmuel continues, and if you would want to say that the Torah is only mechayiv Reuven for the chavata and not for the hevel, because the hevel came in megla, however Torah ida al bar vafilum lay sfugin shel sema, when the Torah discusses the din of bar, the Torah just says the word bar and doesn't specify what type of bar, and therefore it's mashma that even if the bar was filled with sponges or soft wool, and therefore there is no problem of chavata, Reuven would still be chayiv, and therefore you see that not only are you chayiv because of chavata, but you also be chayiv for the hevel. And the Gemara now asks, my benayo lemaisa, what is the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel in a case where the animal died? And as Rashi says, vafilin if kaskresa in nishbarim farkasai, even if the stomach of the animal splits or vertebrae of the animal breaks, mechayiv nami Rav de iklamema havala nami katlasai. So Rav says that even though certainly there was damage that happened from the chavata, lemaisa the bad ear of the bar also causes death, and therefore Reuven is chayiv vafilin nishbar ragla v'kichesh, and even in a case where it breaks its leg and it gets weaker, iklamema. And therefore, what is the nafkamina? If we say that the reason for the chiyuv of Reuven is because of the chabata of the bar or because of the hevel, and the Gemara answers, that there would be a nafkamina if Reuven makes a large pile of Rishis Rabim that's 10 tefachim high, and then a shor chamar goes on top of the pile and it falls off, then according to Rav, you would not be chayiv in a goyva because there is no hevel, as there is no bad area over there. And Shmuel, according to Shmuel, since it's chayiv for the chavata as well, therefore, even in a case where the animal falls off a large pile of dirt that Reuven created in the Rosh Hashanah, so Reuven would be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, my time at Rav, what is the makar for Rav Shita? Now, a makra is in the Pasha Bar, the Torah tells us, v'nafal sham ashar chamar, and we learn out, at sheepel derech nefila, and as Rashi says, v'oimek mashma v'alpanav, it's mashma that the behemoth fell into a deep pit, and he fell on its face. And therefore, we see that it's dafka in a case where it falls into a pit with his bad hevel. Reuven's chiyuv is specifically for havla and not for chabata. And then Shmuel and Shmuel holds v'nafal kaldu mashma. Shmuel says that since it says v'nafal shama shari chamar, it's referring to any type of nefila, and even if it falls off a large pile of rishis rabim, Reuven would still be chayiv. And the Gemara continues. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah im kein lomanem abara. So if you chayiv on all different types of ditches, so why does the Torah specifically mention a bar? And the Mishnah stated ma bar sheish bekedei l'hamis asara tvachim, that just like a bar, that in order for someone to die, you require a shear of 10 tefachim deep, which is asara tefachim. And the Gemara continues, Bishlam l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, we understand our Mishnah, that the reason why the Mishnah had to state, that in all cases the din is that you'd be chayiv, is coming to include that even if you'd fall off a mound that is 10 tefachim high, el Rav, afkal l'asuya mai, but according to Rav, what is the Mishnah coming to include by stating afkal? And the Gemara answers, l'asuya chavitza v'nitzin, that's coming to include even the case where someone falls into a chavitzin or Itzin, that you'd still be chayiv. And the Gemara is chavitzim v'nitzin behedik tanilu, that how can you say that the Mishnah is coming to include the case of chavitzim v'nitzin? Those cases are already mefurish in the Mishnah. And the Gemara answers tanim v'hadim mefarish, that in the Chanami the Tana first told us that you chayiv for a bar as well as chavitzim v'nitzin. The Tana then explains to us what the makar is that chavitzim v'nitzin would be chayiv and in what manner that it would be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, in our Mishnah we stated echad achayiv a bar shiach u'mer chavitzim v'nitzin that you chayiv. And the Gemara is v'hani kulu dik tani lumli, that why did the Mishnah have to bring this entire list? And the Gemara explains, Tzvicha, we needed all these cases, the Itah the bar. If the Mishnah would only talk about the case of the bar, Havamina bar asaru d'ispe avala mishum dekotam akricha, maybe the reason why Reuven would be chayiv when he creates a bar that's only 10 tefachim deep is because it's very narrow and it's round, and therefore there's a buildup of hevel within the bar, even though it's only 10 tefachim deep. However, avol shiach, in a case of a ditch, to Arach, which is much longer and narrower, Ema Basar, less Be'avala, maybe we would say that the ear has place to escape. There is no buildup of Be'ed Hevel, and therefore, even if this ditch would be 10 Tfachim deep, you would not be Chayiv, and it has to be even deeper than 10 Tfachim. Kamashmon, that even though the Shiach is only 10 Tfachim deep, that Reuven would still be Chayiv, Be'itan a Shiach, and the Mishnah would only discuss the case of a Shiach, Havimina, Shiach Asaru, the Isbe Havala, Mishum the Kotin, that maybe the reason why a Shiach has a buildup of Be'ed Hevel is because it's very narrow, Av Ma'ur, the Mervar, Ema Basar, less Bahavla, but maybe Benegay a cave, which is square, maybe there would not be such a buildup of Hevel, and maybe even if it would be 10 Tfachim deep, you would not be Chayiv until it's deeper than 10 Tfachim. Kamashwan, that even though the Ma'ur is only 10 Tfachim deep, Reuven would still be Chayiv, Be'itani Ma'ur, as the Mishnah would only give us the case of Ma'ur, Havamina, Ma'ur, Basar, who is Bahavala, Mishun, the Matalla, then we would think that maybe Benegay a cave, the reason why there's a buildup of Be'ed air is because it's covered, and therefore there's no place where the air could escape. However, Aval Charitza in the Lay Metalli, Eim Basar Les Bo'avala, but Benegei Acharitz, which we said is also square and it's similar to Ma'ara, except that it doesn't have any covering and doesn't have a rooftop, so maybe over there there's place for the air to escape, and maybe there's no buildup of Hevel, even if it's 10 Tfachim deep, and it must be even deeper. Mashmalan, that even by Charitzin, that as long as it's 10 Tfachim deep, Reuven would be Chayiv, and there is Hevel, V'itan Acharitzin, and if the Mishnah would talk about the case of Charitzin, Havamin Acharitzin, Asaru Dispu Havla, Mishnah Lesbu Revicham El, Tfei Metatoi, but maybe Benegei Acharitzin, that the reason why when it's 10 Tfachim deep, you would be Chayiv, is because there's a buildup of Hevel, because the size of the ditch is the same at the top and at the bottom, Avon Eitzin, the Revicham El, Tfei Metatoi, Eim Basar, Lesbu Havla, maybe we would say Benegei in the Eitzin, where at the top of the bar, it's much wider than at the bottom of the pit, so one may think that the Be'ed Hevel would actually be able to escape easier, and maybe even if it would be 10 Tfachim deep, Reuven would not be Chayiv until it's deeper than that. Mashmalan, that as long as the Eitzin are 10 Tfachim deep, then Reuven would still be Chayiv, and we will stop over here.